We present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities. All of these oddities.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of Random Oddities. So I'm going to go through a decent little list of Christmas superstitions since Christmas is tomorrow, and I figured might as well. So the first person who opens the door during the early Christmas morning should shout "Welcome Father Christmas" to welcome Christmas. This also helps bad spirits who were trapped to escape. Interesting, okay. If someone avoids a kiss under the mistletoe, they'll have bad luck. It's mandatory to stir the pudding 3 times and make a wish. If you are unmarried and don't join in, then you will not find your spouse in the next year. Wishes should be kept secret until they come true. I think a lot of these are from Europe. Christmas candles are similarly to be left burning until Christmas morning and should rest undisturbed from the time of lighting until they are snuffed. Singing religious Christmas songs at the houses of different people was an ancient tradition. It was believed that if you turn them away without food or money or drink, you are bound to suffer bad luck for the rest of the year. Never give shoes to any of your loved ones during Christmas. If you do that, then that particular person can walk out of your life in the future. I've been given shoes during Christmas time, and I've never walked out of anybody's life because of it. I've actually rather enjoyed getting the shoes because, well, they were on my Christmas list. Holly is brought during Christmas to protect family members from witches. I think I've actually heard of that one. For a greener planet after winter, green branches are brought. The Christmas tree is a centerpiece because of that. Okay. No one should work hard on something which is not mandatory during Christmas. Now that I agree with wholeheartedly. Cakes were usually eaten on the Christmas Eve in the 19th century. However, it was believed that it would bring bad luck if cut before the day dawned. A piece of the cake should also be preserved for the Christmas day as well. A blowing wind can bring good luck during Christmas. The Irish believe that the gates of heaven open at midnight on Christmas Eve. Those who die at that time go straight through without having to wait in purgatory. Well, isn't that nice? Oh God, that could open up so many. Okay, yeah, let's just move on. Christmas Day dinner consists of 9 dishes. Holy hell, that's a lot. To bring good luck, fish scales should be placed under the dinner plates. I'm going to pass on that one. After the 12th night, all the decorations should be removed to bring good luck. Yeah, I'm going to go with yes, please, on that one. The dog who screams on the Christmas Eve will go mad before the end of the year. Well, don't make your poor dog scream then, duh. To stay away from the rage of the impulsive forces, most of the homes are well adorned on the Christmas Eve. Okay. Place a branch of a cherry tree in water at the beginning of Advent. It will bring luck if it flowers by Christmas. Alcohol consumptions are not allowed on the Christmas Eve. Yeah, that ain't gonna fly here in America. Sorry, peeps. Even though all the animals can speak on the Christmas Eve, it brings bad luck if anyone tests this superstition. Well, now that's just stupid. If your animals can actually speak on Christmas Eve, I'm going to risk it because I would like to hear what my animals sound like, because all I know is that sometimes they can have a really bad attitude and they look at me like I'm stupid. So I would love to hear what their voices sound like, you know. Bad luck be damned. That's just silly. The household will be blessed if the first person who visits a home during Christmas is a black-haired man. Well, okay. The child born on Christmas Day will have a special fortune. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that one, because it sucks to have to be born on Christmas, because you got to share your birthday and a holiday. That's just ripping somebody off, so I'm calling BS on that one. Snow on Christmas means Easter will be green. Okay, I believe that about as much as I believe the groundhog thing. You will have as many happy months in the coming year as the number of houses you eat mince pies in during Christmas time. Yep, this is definitely a European thing, because we don't do mince pies here in America. And I really don't think I'm going to go around to houses just to eat mince pies. Cookies, maybe. In Greece, some people burn their old shoes during the Christmas season to prevent misfortunes in the coming year. To have good health throughout the next year, eat an apple on Christmas Eve. And I can do that. That's easy enough. I'm supposed to eat one a day anyway. Singing Christmas carols at any other time than during the festive season is unlucky. All right. Now, this one is to all those damn people who start playing the stupid Christmas music the day after Halloween, and it goes on through the new year. Stop it! The Yule log should be lit by a piece of the log used on the previous Christmas. Once that is done, no evil spirit can enter into the house. The remains of the Yule log were also considered lucky and would be a protection against lightning or fire. Well, that's interesting. Okay, all my crazy pod people, from my family to yours, we hope you all have a very, very happy holiday season. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities. Oddities.